Hey, everybody, I'm Todd Mullins. Welcome to Made for More, a podcast all about helping you live the life you were made for. This is a space where we talk about faith that works and leadership that lasts and how to bring both of those into the everyday moments that shape our lives. My goal is to give you perspective so you can win where it matters most. And I hope you walk away from this conversation a little more encouraged and a little more equipped for all God has called you to do and who He's called you to be. Enjoy today's episode. Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to Made for More. I'm so glad you're joining in today. I really believe today's conversation is going to encourage you and help you experience the more that God has in store. Now, today is part two of a conversation we're having around something that every single one of us wrestles with, reaching our God-given potential. Am I becoming everything God created me to be? The leader, the spouse, the parent, the follower of Jesus that I've been made to be? Because here's what I know, we all want our lives to count, right? We want to fulfill our purpose and our God-given destiny to live life to the full. And a significant part of that is reaching your God-given potential. Now, the last time that we were together, we discussed three out of the five most common traps that trip people up and keep them from ever becoming who God intended them to be. The first was the fear of failure. We think we can't, so we don't ever try. The second was valuing motivation and inspiration over hard determination, like let's just get to work. We said that motivation is a feeling while determination is a decision, right? And the third trap that we talked about was the trap of procrastination. Action breeds confidence and inaction breeds doubt and ends up keeping us stuck. So today, we're going to talk through two more traps that are set to trip you up from keeping you from reaching your God-given potential. And then I want to share three critical steps that I've had to take in my own life to keep moving forward to reach my potential. So you ready? Let's jump in. This next step is a little bit more subtle than the ones that we talked about last time. It's one that doesn't usually happen overnight. It evolves over time, almost without you even noticing it. Trap number four, you'll miss your potential if you stop growing. One of the saddest things that I've ever seen isn't somebody who lacks talent. It's somebody who has talent, but has stopped growing. Because growth is a choice. No one accidentally becomes wiser. No one accidentally becomes a better husband or wife, a better leader, a better parent. Growth is not automatic. My dad, Coach Mullins, he's 80 years young and he is still going strong. He's still learning. He's still growing. He's still becoming who God created him to be. When he was in his 70s, he went back to school for his PhD. Now, he already had several master's and doctoral degrees, but he wanted to keep learning, to stretch himself. Even today, I'll pop by his office and he's talking to me about something that he's learned this week, what conference he just went to, what book he just read, what book he's writing today. My dad is not slowing down. He is a consummate learner. I'm afraid that too many of us, we sabotage our potential because we think we've learned enough. We've accomplished a lot. We're doing pretty good. So we slow down and we stop growing. We stop stretching ourselves. And our success can actually become a problem for our potential. I heard someone once say, go to bed smarter than when you woke up. Think about that. It's pretty simple, but profound. Go to bed smarter than when you woke up. Imagine what would happen if every day you learned one new thing, read one new chapter, listened to one great podcast. Hey, you're doing that already, eh? Had one meaningful conversation, asked one thoughtful question. Over the course of a year, you would become a completely different person. And remember, growth compounds. Just like interest compounds financially, learning compounds both spiritually and personally. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you intentionally put yourself in a position to grow? Maybe it was taking a class online, going back to school, finding a mentor, taking on a new challenge, reading a book that's like going to grow you and stretch you. Whatever it is, don't stop growing. Because growth isn't something you achieve. It's a lifestyle that you choose. And that leads us to the fifth and final trap. And honestly, this one may be the hardest of them all because it usually shows up right before the breakthrough. Trap number five of why people miss their potential is they quit too soon. They quit too soon. Now, we love instantaneous results, don't we? We love instant downloads, next day shipping, instant answers to our prayers. But God is usually more interested in developing us than in just delivering us. Because character takes time. Faith takes time. Maturity takes time. Fruit takes time. And when you think about it, the men and women in the Bible that God used in a great way, many times, it's because they just didn't give up. They didn't quit on their dreams, on who God created them to be. Joseph didn't give up on his dream when he got thrown in the pit or sold off into slavery or landed up in prison. Abraham, he kept believing even though things didn't look so good or hopeful. David didn't give up when he was facing the giant or when Saul was throwing spears at him and trying to take him out. The Apostle Paul kept preaching even when everything and everyone was against him. They did not quit. See, I don't think God is looking for perfection. I think he's looking for some persistence. Let that sink in, right? I believe that faithfulness, our faithfulness to what God has put on our lives and in our lives is one of the most underrated spiritual disciplines. Everybody loves a spectacular finish, but few people celebrate the thousands of faithful days that made the finish possible. So let me encourage you. If you're tired, rest. Take a break. Don't quit. If you're discouraged, pray, call out to God, but don't quit. If you're confused about something, seek some wise counsel, but don't give up. Don't quit. If you're disappointed today, hold on to God's promises, but do not quit. Don't let one difficult season define your destiny. One closed door doesn't mean God's not going to make a way. And one setback doesn't cancel God's calling that's on your life. See, the only people who miss their potential are the people who quit before they ever get there. So don't you quit. So let's review the five traps that we talked about. The fear of failure. Number two, waiting for motivation instead of building disciplines. Procrastination. We stop growing. And quitting too soon. Those are the five most common traps that trip people up. But the good news is none of these are permanent. And in the closing few minutes today, I want to give you three practical decisions that you can take that'll help you avoid those traps and keep moving forward towards your God-given potential. Step number one, take one step. Don't try to run the whole marathon. Just take one step. One of the reasons a lot of people miss their potential is because they're trying to figure out the next 5-year plan, the next 10-year plan. We want to see the big picture, but God usually doesn't work that way. He asks us to trust him with the next step. Think about Abraham. God didn't hand Abraham a map or a GPS to figure out where to go. He just simply said, go. Joshua didn't receive the whole battle plan for conquering the promised land. He was simply told, be strong and courageous and cross the Jordan. Get going. Peter didn't know what was going to happen when he stepped out of the boat. He just heard Jesus say, come. See, so often we want certainty when God is asking us just to trust him and take one step. So maybe your next step isn't a big one, but maybe it's really important. It's finally making that phone call, forgiving that person, joining that group. Maybe it's opening up your Bible again and spending time with God in prayer. Maybe it's applying for that job that you've talked yourself out of for the last 2 years. Maybe it's beginning counseling to get some help. Maybe it's going back to school, right? Don't underestimate one step of obedience in the right direction. Step one is take one step. Step two is you got to build some rhythms that are going to build you. If I could sit down with every young leader, even older leader, parent, business owner, this is probably what I would tell them. Stop waiting for the motivation and start building the rhythms that are going to build your future. See, the older I get, the more convinced I become that our lives are shaped by our daily routines, not our intentions. because everybody intends to do great stuff. Everybody intends to create something, build something, write something. People intend to be healthy, to be more fit. They intend to pray more. People intend to spend more time with their family and their loved ones. Listen, intentions are wonderful, but they don't change anything. Your daily rhythms do. See, spiritually, you won't accidentally become closer to Jesus. You'll become closer to him because you create time to be with him every day, time in the Word, time in prayer. You don't accidentally build a healthy marriage or a healthy family. No, no. You build it because you are consistently investing in the one that you have. You don't accidentally become a generous person. You will become generous because your generosity will become a part of your daily rhythms, your weekly habits. You'll be looking for ways to give and bless others. So ask yourself, what's one rhythm that I need to establish? Maybe it's the 15 minutes with God before you check your phone. Maybe it's reading 10 pages of a book every day. Maybe it's praying with your spouse or your family. These little rhythms may seem insignificant, but over the next 5 years, 10 years, they become the person you're becoming. What you repeat, you become. So choose your rhythms wisely. And the third step you've got to take is you've got to stay planted long enough to bear the fruit that God has promised. Don't walk away from what God is still working on. See, our culture celebrates overnight success, but when you look closely, there's really no such thing as an overnight success. Behind every overnight success are years of unseen faithfulness, years of showing up when nobody even knew you were showing up, years of disappointment or learning, years of praying, years of failing and getting back up again. Philippians 1:6 has become one of my favorite promises. It says, "He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it." Did you catch that? God finishes what he starts. Sometimes we want to quit because we don't see the progress. But just because you can't see growth doesn't mean growth isn't happening. Think about a tree that's growing. You plant that seed for a long time. Everything that's happening is happening underground, out of sight. Roots are beginning to grow before the fruit ever appears. That's how God often works in our lives. He's doing a deep work before he does a visible work. So as we close today, I want you to imagine standing before Jesus one day. And when you do, I don't believe he's going to ask you why you weren't more like Moses or Esther or Abraham or David. I think he's going to ask one simple question. What did you do with what I entrusted to you? See, God never asked you to be somebody else. He asked you to faithfully become the person that he created you to be, to reach your potential and to fulfill your purpose. Let me leave you with one last scripture. It's actually the key scripture for our podcast, Made for More, and it's from Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now to him, God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." God has already placed more inside of you than you've ever discovered or known. The question isn't whether God has given you potential. He has. The question is, will you find it? Will you work it? Will you live it out? Potential is God's gift to you, but the stewardship of that potential is your gift back to God. Hey, listen, thanks so much for spending this time with me today. If this conversation has helped you, I'd love for you to share it with a friend. Now, you can subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done that yet and leave us a review. My prayer is that each episode helps you know Jesus more deeply and that you become everything that he's created you to be. Until next time, remember this, you were made for more, not because you're capable of doing everything, but because God is faithful in everything that he's called you to do. God bless you. I'll see you next time on Made for More.